final hour. Mike Rivero joins us from Hawaii. Aloha. Got him on the webcam, simulcasting with us up at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we also have Bob Dacey here in studio with us. Bob, we're going to punch him back up on the webcam here in just a moment. Before we go to Mike Rivero and continue with the phone calls, how do you think this Obama thing is going to end? I mean, Bush was their puppet, carried through their agenda, became very unpopular. He's a horrible little creature, but at the same time, just a puppet nonetheless. You know, puppet on the left, puppet on the right. Gee, I like this puppet, as a famous comedian, Bill Hicks, liked to say. I do see a lot of the Obama people, the Obama people that aren't complete sheep, starting to wake up. But some of them are just bleeding even more angrily. Obama! Obama! And it was on the news yesterday that the Obamanoids are running around pulling off conservative stickers, going after people, getting aggressive. Police are harassing people with anti-Obama stickers. We know in Missouri, police went on the news and said, don't talk bad about Obama. We'll decide if it's a lie or not and arrest you. That was on the news during the campaign.
I think it depends on how stupid people have been, how stupid people are, really. I mean, through efforts, your efforts, and there's more and more people that aren't stupid. And I think it depends on how many of them can still think. And I think you look at the Ron Paul campaign, there's millions of young people that can still think. And they can keep spreading the word. And I think that this thing is going to fail one way or the other. Obama's going to be exposed as a fraud. And I think it'll be quicker, I think, than George Bush, just because the lies are just coming. Just he's promised so much, and he's going to deliver nothing. And as the economy collapses, that's what really makes people wake up, is when they don't have anything to eat, or their paycheck gets cut, or whatever. They're going to be looking for somebody to blame. And since he's the guy sitting up there, even though he's nothing but a puppet. And since the economy continues to collapse, and because they are collapsing the economy on purpose, he's going to take the heat.
But that's what the elite want.
Exactly.
Is that the Obama supporters and the rest of the people fighting with each other. Obama's saying, look, you didn't get behind my plan. That's why things are getting worse. And everybody focuses on Obama instead of the power behind the throne. You know, I want to do something in here live on TV, because this is crazy. We got two different crews in here and a bunch of folks out there. Guys, rotate this camera around right here and, you know, show the boom mic and some of the stuff, and rotate this camera over here around and kind of get the back shot of this fellow with the big camera here. This is cool. What's going on in here? And plus, people keep wanting to get a tour of the new studios. I'm so busy finishing the Obama deception, literally working 18 hours a day many days, most days about 16 and a half, 17, not counting transit time, that I haven't had time to shoot video of the studio to give people an idea. But I also want to do a video tour of the entire office. Maybe we should hook up a camera with a wireless unit some days, so I can just do it live, like Bill O'Reilly says, all right, let's do it live. Everybody's seen that clip. You seen that clip, guys? On him on Extra or whatever it was, or Current Affair, whatever it was. I don't remember. But a lot of stuff going on in here. Well, we're about to go to break here, but let's go ahead and bring up Mike Rivero. Hey, Mike, how's it going? Aloha there, my friend.
Aloha, Nui Nui. How's it going over there?
Oh, good. Man, this is exciting here. When we come back, I want you to talk about the alternative media and how it's exploding and displacing the mainstream corporate whore media, and how they're striking back with Internet, too, and now making the announcements that they're going to have the FCC regulate our speech on the web. Tell us what we can politically say. Canada's announcing it. And I want to get your take, Bob.
All right.
And we will continue with your phone calls straight ahead with Mike Rivero, Bob Dacey, the Australian Film Crew, and the Independent Film Channel. And the Independent Film Channel is separately doing a little piece here, but they got a film called The New World Order coming out with yours truly on my heels, coming out in a few months on IFC as well. And it's the fairest documentary I've ever seen from the mainstream media. So maybe they're good guys.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
America has been hijacked. Not by Al-Qaeda. Not by Bin Laden. But by a group of tyrants. That should be of great concern to all Americans.
Clips from Loose Change. And of course, we produce Loose Change Final Cut. Check it out for free on the web. We are overthrowing the enemy's paradigm. The new renaissance is upon us, and so the establishment is moving quickly. The Toronto Star, the New York Times have announced the last 2 days they are going to shut down the old web and have a gated, safe community, as the New York Times said, taking your freedoms for your safety. These are quotes. The truth is these corporate whores are in trouble and they know it. And I got news for them. You could shut the web down today. That will make people desperately seek out the truth that much faster. And I know that the fastest way to make tyrants fall, as Mike Rivero says, is to make them act like dictators. And that's certainly what's happening. Mike Rivero from Hawaii, good to have you with us. I would like you to break down for the listeners your take on what's happening with this war between the exploding, diverse, alternative media and the dying dinosaur, lie, 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 lies, lies, lies-filled corporate whore press.
Well, I think you basically hit the nail right on the head. The corporate media and their government associates realize they're losing control over the minds of America and the minds of the world. They're trying very hard to regain it. I don't think they can succeed. In fact, I on my own show, I like to draw the parallel between the reaction of the power structure when Gutenberg invented movable type printing, and all of a sudden, inexpensive books were available to everybody, and information was getting out beyond the control of the church and the government, and those institutions that were able to adapt and evolve to that new reality survived. The power structures that couldn't stand the information getting out and tried to stop it, they're not with us anymore, obviously. There were book burnings. There were translators of books were being burned. A lot of people don't know this, but the very first person to translate the Bible into English was burned at the stake as a heretic. So there was this desperate attempt to continue the old order and the old degree of control. But if you look at all of history, it is an ongoing battle between the desire by the rulers to control what we see, read, hear, and think, and every once in a while there's a technological revolution that changes the dynamics by which information flows through the society. That's what we're seeing right now. And ultimately, the alternative media, the internet, the blogs, we're going to reshape the future. These panic moves by government and corporate media to try and reassert the old order, they are ultimately doomed to failure.
I think it accelerates the rebellion and really makes it obvious for people when they come out and say, I mean, this is the senator over the committee and the FCC saying they're going to shut down freedom of speech on the web, and they're trying to sell that to the public to keep us safe. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, they're trying to categorize it in terms of like child pornography or the threat of terrorists. But, you know, it's amazing if you look at the fall of the Soviet Union and how hard they worked to close down the Samizdat, which was a network of fax machines that was sharing the truth across the old Soviet Union. And the harder the Soviets tried to shut that down, the more people were plugging into it, because people want the truth. They're going to go where the truth is going to be found. And that is why the audience has shifted over to the blog and the alternative radio, and why every day we hear newspapers are having to trim staff, TV stations are letting people go. They're losing their audience. The audience is coming over here because, as you said before, Americans know the media has been lying to them. Nobody likes a liar. We've been proven right time after time after time again. The audience is coming over to us. And if they try and impose a gated community, people are going to find ways around the gates. They already tried to do this in China. It didn't work. People found ways around the gates. They went through proxies. Whatever means it takes, they get through to where the truth can be found.
And the corporate-controlled press has been trying to demonize the internet and scare people, and it's not working. And they want to control their content. They want to hoard, whereas we, with our content, it's free. We want people to have it. We have a mission. And so by its very nature, they are handicapped, and so they're now – it's incredible. I didn't think it would come this soon to have literally hundreds of newspapers announcing, we need to shut the internet down. We need to only have a few thousand channels. And the Toronto Star had their government board saying, there's a lot of free entertainment and news on the web now, but we need to give them carefully crafted information for society, and we need to shut it down. I mean, this is pathetic. And I heard Bill Press, the fake liberal, going, we need to shut down talk radio and put me on more stations. I mean, make people listen to me. It's disgusting. And they claim it's to shut down, you know, tools like Limbaugh. That guy's discredited a million years ago. It's not for that. If you watch the Violent Radicalization Act hearings in Congress, it is to shut people like Bob Dacey and Mike Rivero and Alex Jones and InfoWars.com and TheSimpleTruth.com and WhatReallyHappened.com down. And you're right. People have now got a taste for truth and information and alternative information, and so it's not going to work. Pandora's box is open. The genie's out of the bottle. That cow, that, you know, that horse left the barn a long time ago. You know, these chickens flew the coop. You can use every other analogy you want. Bob Dacey, your take on this war between alternative media and the mainstream media.
No, SimpleTruth.net, by the way.
Okay, good.
SimpleTruth.net. Make that correction. Now, listen, I know one thing. The guys that are in the legislature, you know, the congressmen, the senators, they vote however they figure they're just going to lie in their pocket whenever they can get away with it, or whatever they feel is in their best selfish best interest. When the public is not looking, they do whatever the heck they want. But what percentage of the American people use the internet every day? It's humongous, right? But now you go messing with their internet, they are going to scream bloody murder, and the politicians are going to go, uh-oh, they woke up, and they're going to have some problems. They're going to have some problems passing this garbage.
That's why they're incrementally coming in with ending net neutrality, taxing the web, regulating it, controlling it. But I want to show people what we do here on air, since we have a lot of media here, especially from Australia. I want you guys to Google in the control room right now, communist Chinese style net censorship proposed for Australia. I believe that's the exact headline. It was all over the news. There they just admitted it. They've been saying, we're banning all protests, and if you do protest, we'll arrest you as a terrorist. People still come out and protest. And they say, yes, we are going to shut the web down to only a few. This is in the news there. A few thousand sites that we say are safe, and they use the excuse of there's people teaching folks how to commit suicide on the web, and there's pornography, this and that. But then they admit it's political sites and hate sites, anybody that covers this. And see, that's another thing we do. We cover and track and analyze and critique a lot of mainstream media. But before, it's always global media, the nightly news, the same stories on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, in the same order with the same Prozac. Ads on there. I mean, not just the same programming in the same order, the same ads on there. You got a Viagra ad, you got a Prozac ad, you get some,
Prilosec.
Exactly. You've got all these ads on there. It's the same thing. But what we do is we'll take a local news story that wasn't mainstream news and make it international. We will take a foreign news story to where Australia goes, yeah, we're doing what England and the U.S. are doing. We're going to shut the web down to a few thousand sites. It's Chinese communist-style internet censorship, but it's for your own good. And we'll go, see, they admit what they're doing in Australia. So because we have an Australian film crew, did you find it? Because I want to punch it up on screen for people. Here it is, Australia to implement mandatory internet censorship. That's the Herald Sun up on screen right now for everybody. But that's not the exact one I want. Now, there's another one that says Chinese style. It may say Chinese instead of communist Chinese. Chinese style net censorship for Australia. Chinese style net censorship for Australia. Or Australia to have Chinese style net censorship. I believe that's one of those is the exact headline. And you can pull that up. See, and before, I would just say that on radio and link to the story on Infowars.com for folks to go see it. And people would, on YouTube, post my videos. That's just made up. He just made that up. Now, because we're simulcasting video, I can throw the sucker on screen. I can do a Google search. I can say, thousands of government and university studies show that watching more than an hour of TV a day causes massive brain damage because the brain goes into a sleep state and no longer connects new neural pathways. And then they can Google that, and tens of thousands of the articles and studies pop up, and I can click on them and show people. See? So the mainstream media, a lot of this stuff's actually there. It's just people, we aggregate it and bring it all together. Look at that. Australia to follow China net censorship. And what publication is that out of? That's out of the Something Today. I can't read it from this distance, the URL. What's the URL? I want to know what newspaper that is. I know it was all over their major newspapers. All right. And that's a blog reporting on a mainstream news story. Your comments on this, Mike Rivero.
Well, it's a panic reaction, and we've actually been seeing this for a very, very long time. I remember back when I was first starting WhatReallyHappened.com, we had the infamous Exxon Amendment, and that was actually preceded by the disgorgement of large amounts of really ugly pornography all over the Internet. Back then, most communication between people was done through something called Usenet, which was news groups, and some were moderated and some were not. And the unmoderated ones were basically where you went for anything that, you know, that your taste went to. But somebody was spamming the entire Usenet groups with pornography. It was going into cooking groups. It was going into crocheting groups. And it was just really ugly. We couldn't get them to stop. And I remember at the time saying, I think something is up. Somebody is seeding this stuff on there. And sure enough, Usenet got shut down last year.
And that was clearly the feds planting that on there. So be aware of the operations they run. We'll come back with Mike Rivero and Bob Daisy. Let's just take you guys to the end and take phone calls. And Bob's got a question for Mike Rivero, a mean question.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, Bob Dacey loves Mike Rivera, and, you know, just like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was saying people basically had to vote for Obama because we had to repudiate Bush's torture, secret arrest, our image in the world. I knew it was going to be a bait and switch because of his advisors and what he'd done in the past, but, Mike said that if he didn't do what he said he was going to do, he'd go after him, and he has been going after him. But I was joking when I said it was a mean question. Bob Dacey, address your question from Austin, Texas, to Honolulu.
Okay, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
That's great. This is not a mean question. This is just a good intellectual, journalistic question, okay? I go to whatreallyhappened.com every single day to see what really happened in the world. I also go to Infowars.com every single day. Those are my two super reliable internet sources.
Keyboard Wars.
With what?
Keyboard. Oh, it's made up. Somebody will get the site now. But
whatever. Anyway, that's where I go to know what's going on. And but I have a question for you because I was puzzled about your editorial comment during the election that you seem to want to give Barack Obama the benefit of the doubt all the time. And while I watched that, I said, you know, Rivero knows what's going on. Why is he doing that? And I was just wondering what a comment about that as to why you were giving Barack Obama the benefit of the doubt during the election campaign.
Well, unfortunately, I was one of the people who wanted Ron Paul, to be very honest, to be in office. And when it came down to a choice between McCain and Obama, my preference went to Obama, but it was a marginal preference at best. And the only reason I gave Obama the benefit of the doubt was because when he first started his campaign, he was saying a lot of the things that made more sense, certainly, than John McCain did. Then as he moved centrist, I began to have some real serious doubts. What I was thinking might be the case, and the reason why I said I'm going to look at Obama as marginally preferable to John McCain, is that he might turn out to be another Jack Kennedy. Now, as you know, John Kennedy got into office, and he basically said, okay, I've got the job. I'm going to do it the way I think it should be done and not as I'm being told to do it by all the people who supported me. And I was thinking Obama might be of that ilk, but sadly that has not come to pass. And I'm probably as disappointed in him as just about anybody else. And as Alex Jones pointed out, yeah, I'm going after Barack Obama now. He's surrounded himself with a bunch of Clinton appointees. He is doing, I think, everything wrong regarding the economy. I'm even beginning to think that Alex Jones may be correct in that this is a deliberate takedown, because I can't imagine there is that much stupidity in the Obama administration. It has to be by design.
Yeah, I mean, he was saying he was going to end the war day one, then it was 6 months, 18 months, now 23 months. And, you know, that's why a lot of people did support him. But, you know, I mean, here's Mike saying he got suckered. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, honest answer, though. That's an honest answer, you know. I wanted to find out. I was
Bob Jacy also moonlights as an inquisitor.
Well, hey, you know, look, Alex, you know darn well that the mainstream media will not ask any tough question of anybody. You know, they literally kiss the hind end of these people. You know, like a few years ago up in Georgetown when your crew was up there in Georgetown talking to Thomas Keene, and I was up there for my TV show talking to Thomas Keene, the chairman of the 911 commission. I mean, the mainstream media was in the room and they were kissing his hind end. Oh, please, sir, tell us how to save ourselves from the terrorists.
Lord Keene.
Yeah. And so who clobbered him with the real questions? I did and your people did. You know, we're the real media now, not them.
What about Lord Keene?
Yeah, Lord Keene, Mr. CFR member.
Yeah, that's actually in Loose Change Final Cut. Good information. How fast will the honeymoon wear off, do you think, Mike Rivero, with Lord Obama? Because I am seeing some of the Obamanoids wake up.
It's gone already, I think. His numbers are already in decline. I think the fact that he's doing everything wrong regarding the economy. I mean, the stock market's heading down again today in response to his latest plan to try and fix the mortgages. People are realizing it's not going to work. It's politically crafted. It is not practical. It is not economic. I think the problem that a lot of people are realizing is we have a government and a corporate culture that consists almost entirely of lawyers and accountants. So they're trying to solve America's problems with creative bookkeeping and juggling the rules, and they don't really know how to get our economy back on track. And I really do think that we're in the phase of our history where the government is looting the nation, putting it in their own pocket, and they're just going to let it collapse.
Well, I agree with you. More than that, bring us now into a world government super bank. I want to talk to you about that when we get back. But this nation had a bad case of the Bushoids. Now we got a really bad case of the Obamanoids. And I think, you know, Preparation H won't fix it. So I think now people are finally going, man, this is uncomfortable. I mean, this Obamanoid is bad. It's big. It's a serious problem here. So we'll come back and talk more about how we get rid of the Obamanoid problem. And do all these people want to keep being supporters of Obamanoid?
Sounds painful.
Do you like that analogy?
Oh, it's a great analogy.
It's ridiculous, juvenile, disgusting humor from the mind of Alex Jones and Bob
Dacey.
But
it works.
Mike Rivero is our guest. So is Bob Dacey. Bob's got to leave us in 10 minutes. He's going back to the hardware store.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Left in global transmission. Then we launch the replay. What an amazing show today. We had Alan Watt on, Bob Dacey, now Mike Rivero, Australian film critic from National TV, and we have the Independent Film Channel making a separate profile on me. And then the Independent Film Channel, a couple months, is coming out with a film called The New World Order, the main selection at South by Southwest this year. And man, I tell you, it kind of gets scary, Bob, the amount of people we're starting to reach, because, I mean, it's just like exponential.
Yeah, but you know the deal is, Alex, the truth sells, and you're peddling the truth, man. And that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for all the other, quote, patriot groups and people that got jealous early on of our success, because my goal was to bring a platform for everybody to be on. There's hundreds of people I don't have on because they're vicious liars and demons, and I watched them destroy themselves because of that, and it's just so sad in their desperate attempt to stop me. And I don't think most of them are even government agents. I just, it's just such a sick society, Bob.
Well, you know, you have natural jealousies in any endeavor, but the fact of the matter is, you know, I've known you for, what, 11 years now, and, you know, Alex Jones tells the truth. He may make it all exciting or something like that, and he gets all excited about it.
It is exciting that bankers have hijacked us, and then major newspapers are announcing a giant bank of the world will rule everything, and I'm going to pay carbon taxes to them. That is exciting. We need to get excited.
Exactly. But a lot of people use that against you. So he's flying off the handle or something like that. But it's true. How could you not be excited about it when that's all you do is study it?
They've introduced bills to ban all semi-automatics. They've introduced bills to psychologically register all gun owners. They've introduced bills to mark all the ammo and track it and make you get $1 million insurance.
Not just psychologically register all gun owners. They've introduced a bill that would make you a criminal if you didn't register your old 38 that's been in your house for 15 years. You could be an automatic felon.
I know. Exactly. Listen, I get on air and describe these gun bills, and people email me saying, you're not saying as bad as it is. I mean, folks, it's happening. I mean, they're making their move right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the tyrants hate people with guns.
They were just asking me how I have so much energy. How would I not have this much energy? I mean, this is insane.
You didn't take enough Prozac and Ritalin when you were a kid, man, or something. Maybe you didn't drink enough fluoride. I don't know. Got too many vaccines.
We just had an ISDN cut out, but we're back on air with our quadruple backups to the satellite uplinks in Houston. We're here at Cape Canaveral. Houston is Minnesota. This is launch site Cape Canaveral. But we do have a great responsibility as well, like they say in the Spider-Man movie. Let's go ahead and go back to Mike Rivero. Mike, there's a lot going on. How do you see them? We talked about how they're going to fail, but they are coming at us with Internet, too, admitting that it is to censor the web. I mean, we need to fight this and get the word out. They've got hate laws introduced to basically restrict all sorts of speech in the U.S. They're talking about making it a crime to deny climate denial, associating that with denying the Holocaust. I mean, it's getting bad.
Yeah, it really is getting bad. They're talking about climate denial. They're talking about 9/11 denial. And all they're really doing is advertising the fact that they're scared, that they can't win the arguments on the basis of facts, logic, and science, and so they're just going to bludgeon people into believing as they're told. And I'm rather honored that you quoted me earlier on. The fastest way to bring down a dictator is to get them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that is what's going on right now. And you're talking about the audience flooding over to Prison Planet and InfoWars and your radio show and my radio show and so forth and so on. I got to tell you, and maybe this is because so many people are losing their jobs, the email to my show has doubled just in the last 3 weeks to my website. It's just going through the roof. The audience numbers are going up for me. I'm sure they're doing exactly the same for you. We're picking up more and more affiliates. People want to know what's going on. They know the government is lying, and the more the government is pushing, trying to get people back into that little box they're supposed to be living in, the more people are fighting back. And I'm seeing so much anger expressed out there as to what's going on. And, you know, it's like a magician and a trick. As long as you don't know the trick is going on, you'll admire the pretty lights and say, ooh, it's there. But once you know something's happened, you can't make yourself forget. Once you know that there really isn't an Easter Bunny, you can't be coerced to going back to saying, yes, there is one.
All right.
So all these beliefs are falling apart.
I want to get final comments from you, Mike Rivero, but Bob Dacey's got to go. He's got to go back and run his little hardware store, one of the last independent standalone hardware stores in Austin.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to wait for my bailout, actually, Alex. I go to the mailbox every day, and I'm trying to get that $500,000 executive compensation minimum check from the government, and then I'll shut up. You know, I mean, really, because I deserve $500,000, and, you know, from those according to their abilities to those according to their needs. So, you know, why don't I just go into this thing and wait for my executive compensation? I promise I won't take any more than $500,000 max. I promise.
Tell folks where your little hardware store is in Austin that don't want to go to the big box stores.
Well, you know, we're the local True Value franchise here in Austin, and we're at Spicewood Springs Road and 183 in Northwest Austin. And we have a hardware store, and we make screens, and we sell Alex Jones videos and do a little bit of locksmithing and do all kinds of things.
You even sell guns.
We even.
Oh, God, a rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. But one of the slaves has a weapon. Raise the alarm. Raise it. Oh, good Lord.
The problem with the selling of guns right now, Alex, is that they're awful hard to get right now.
But the rabble, you can't have the slaves. The serfs having weapons.
Barack the Quack has made everyone want to buy guns. He's been really good for the gun industry.
Lord Obama is a sensible individual. Total disarmament of the civilian population under the UNIDIR in 2001 July 7th agreement to disarm all civilians for a power monopoly of the state under UN law is the only sensible system if we're going to carry out eugenics against these slaves. They're rabble scum. They need to be euthanized immediately. And how dare them not want to be slaves? How dare them not want to be in inner city reservations? How dare them not submit to us and our divine will? We're geniuses!
And what Alex just said is actually factual. It was Christoph Karl and Patricia Lewis, UNIDIR, 2000, in a paper they put out called Disarming, Taking this Military-Style Weapons Away from Civilians. Everything he just joked about right now is actually documented in fact.
Of course we must take all your firearms.
Including the semi-automatic.
How are we going to re-educate you to accept being euthanized if we don't...
According to Obama and his people, the right of the people to keep and bear flintlocks shall not be infringed.
Then the founding fathers, as you've seen in our FEMA training videos, to police in Kansas City, were terrorists against the crown. The Second Amendment is a vicious crime.
Absolutely.
How dare you? I will disarm you immediately. That man there laughing. Seize him. He has been rude to a lordship.
Mike, would you like to do an English imitation?
No, but I did have a comment here. There's one positive thing about a flintlock, and that is you learn how to place your shots and you don't waste any ammo. And don't diss the muzzleloaders, because we don't have paperwork following our guns around. And once you learn how to place that shot, those old rifles can be very, very accurate at a distance.
By the way, they have bills in it. Well, that's why I was trained on a single shot 22, because you load it each time. And I mean, literally, I could shoot a bullseye at 200 yards with that when I was a little kid.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court back in 39 said that if the weapons that were really protected by the Second Amendment were the type in common use at the time by the military. And it just so happens that during the time of the Revolution, that the civilians, the militiamen, had better rifles than the regular army. They had rifles than the regular
they
army.
They had the long rifles.
Smoothbore muskets.
Yeah.
The brown vests couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
How dare you speak badly of the gracious imperial forces of King George III.
I'm sorry.
As he put down that disgusting rebellion by these uppity slaves.
Pardon me. I'm just trying to do a little historical context here, Alex. That's all. The militiamen had better rifles than the regular army. So
they were disgusting, wild, savage heathens. And we went forward to confiscate their firearms, and they dare fire back at us.
Yes, as what's it the movie said? Was it in the Patriot? These rustics are so inept.
Yes.
Yeah, and the rustics won.
Yes, the rustics won, definitely, because they learned how to
fluoride. Now we put fluoride in their water. That teaches them. I'm sorry, Mr. Rivero. Go ahead.
Well, listen, you don't have to worry about fluoride in the water if you're drinking beer all the time.
Absolutely. Listen, Bob Dacey, great having you here.
Thank you very much, Alex. Mike, good seeing you, man. I'm glad to talk to you for the first time.
And I will good continue to you
go.
Too.
I will continue to go to whatreallyhappened.com every day right after I go to Infowars.com.
All right, Bob,
take care.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Guys, get ready with the YouTube video of the supposed camera and microphone in the Magnavox digital TV converter, because we're gonna go over that here in a moment. Bye, con Dios, Bob. All right, I've been ranting and raving here for the cameras. Final comments, Mike Rivero. They're really beating the drums now about Iran having secret weapons and devil drones. Looks like they're really trying to build that back up. Israel admitted a few days ago they're launching terror attacks inside Iran to try to get them to do something. Where do you see that going?
Well, obviously, you know, the U.S. government knows they're in serious, serious trouble, and I think they're trying to go back to the conventional wisdom that if they can get a good regional or global war going, that we, the American people, will forget all about the lies and the cheating and the economic hardships, and we'll just line up behind the flag and salute smartly and throw our children into the flames of a foreign war yet again. I don't think it's going to work because, again, the dynamics by which information flows through our society has completely changed, but I think the people running our government are a bunch of old Cold War fossils who don't get it. They don't understand how the information environment has completely changed because of the internet, because of your website, because of our radio shows.
Well, that sounds very American, Al-Qaeda-ish, talking about the founding fathers and things. Mike Rivero, we'll talk to you again soon with your month-to-month visit. I know that's coming up in just a week or so. And Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you very much.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye to Hawaii. In fact, let's just say bye to him one more time here. And you know, that's what's so strong about the alternative media is that It's just a webcam. It's a little studio. It's some cameras. It's some lights. We're here covering the news. We're having fun with it. We're just showing the insanity that's being put in the news like it's no big deal. Like Bush announced that for 5 years previous, they were staging terror attacks in Iran using Al-Qaeda, using Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia. And then now Israel admits they're staging terror attacks in Iran, and they just report it like it's a good thing. Oh, we're assassinating and bombing and killing people in Iran, and they're laying down and taking it. Aren't they bad? So I just take the mainstream London Telegraph and go, this is insane. I take Haaretz and go, they're reporting this like it's a good thing. Is that a good thing? What would you do if Iran had troops here staging terror attacks? I mean, think about this. Okay, I want to go ahead and play this video. Do you have the YouTube ready? I want to play this off YouTube because I got a lot of emails. We wrote a blurb about it saying, is it a hoax? It appears to be a hoax. Now, remember, this discredits all the serious research where Google and others admit they're using the microphone and the camera to dial in, listen to what you're doing, and then tailor advertising for you, or TiVo and other cable systems being two-way. Like, bring me one of the cable boxes. I want to show folks that in a minute. Right now, let's go ahead and play part of this clip. Here it is.
So I bought one of these digital converter TV boxes. I actually bought two of them, and I had a friend that was trying to tell me that they put cameras in these things, that that you set it on your TV and somebody, the government or whoever, has the ability to spy on you. And so what I did is I opened it up to prove them wrong, and lo and behold, this is a Magnavox unit, by the way, that was purchased at Walmart. Lo and behold, though, as you can see, right here is a camera unit. There's actually if I can focus here, a microphone. Here's the RF sensor. So not to confuse the camera for, what you would use as a remote control. But clearly you can see.
All right, that's enough.
This thing doesn't.
We don't have a lot of time left here. So we went out and bought the very same box, very same unit. So it was the only unit Walmart was selling. It is the very same Magnavox, and you've got the little hole in there behind the black so that the infrared channel controller will work. This is a converter for the digital to analog. They said the conversion this week. And we have engineers that work here, degreed engineers, and one of them looked at this, and this is the same circuitry as you have in the video. So there would be extra circuitry here for a microphone, for a camera. And also, this is not two-way. This system, isn't hooked up to cable, so they wouldn't have a way of getting it out. And so it appears it is a complete hoax. You could say, oh, well, maybe just his unit had it and yours didn't. Well, we bought this and it didn't. But then when you notice that there's not the circuitry you would need for it, you know that you've got an issue here. Because we can look at this circuitry and look at the circuitry in his video and see it's the exact same circuitry, and there's not the extra circuitry to have a camera. And I don't know why this guy did that. I don't know why. But over and over again, I see, we're not just here exposing the mainstream media. We're covering the alternative media. We're not policing it. We're just getting hundreds of calls and emails. We go and check it for ourselves. And so I'd say 98% chance this is a hoax. Now, what does that end up doing? Well, it ends up discrediting things like this. That's what it does. It discredits serious research in a big way because zoom in over here for me. If you look at this little cheap $350 Acer laptop, zoom in for me right here, guys. You can see that there is a camera right there, right here, and there is also a microphone, and Google admits, in fact, if we had time, we'd pull this up. I should have thought of that. Google using microphones and cameras to record users, and you'll find a PrisonPlanet.com article, but then it links to a Google press release and their scientific research. And then they brag that Yahoo's doing it too, but their system's better. Remember the Super Bowl, the Janet Jackson malfunction with TiVo? Remember that? And then TiVo said to the Chicago Tribune, we had 2.2 million rewinds and replays. So it was 2 point something. It was 2 million something. I think it was 2.2 million. And they said, well, how do you know that? Well, the cable system is two ways, and the TiVo system, many of them have microphones and cameras in them, it's come out. But that's not what's important. They're recording what you watch. They know what you're doing. They understand your true psychological makeup and your true algorithm. They think with a 600-question test they can do that. Imagine with the hundreds of thousands of choices you make every year. And as the TVs and cable systems become your internet and your Xbox and all this, it's much worse. So you have this hidden in plain view right in front of everyone. And then meanwhile, people are out saying the digital converters are doing it when they're not. And so people go check this. They find out it's not true. And then they tell me, oh, it's been disproven that there's a camera on this, or that Google or Yahoo or others brag that they have AI computers. And Google says, don't worry, we're just having a computer create a text of the words and audio in your home. And if your dog barks, we put up a dog food ad pops up because your dog's barking. And the Google computer back at a network goes, oh, there's a dog, put a dog food ad. Or they say they listen to what you listen to on TV. And then an ad for the TV show you're listening to, because they have databases of it, pops up. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the real Big Brother surveillance system, cameras going up in school bathrooms, face scanning cameras going up on the highways and roads, that's all real. This, a crock of bull that only discredits the important work we're doing. So just because you can't trust the mainstream media doesn't mean you can trust alternative media. Check everything for yourself. That is what we do here.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Okay, final segment. I want to cut the audio and go into some analysis of this. Go ahead and kill that for me because I don't have a lot of time. We got about 5 minutes left here. Now, again, being serious, this is what's really surveilling you by tracking what you watch and what you do. This is a Scientific Atlantic cable box. And if you look inside, let's see if there's a camera in here. Oh, right there, a hidden camera. Ha ha, it's a joke, folks. I'm just joking. And that's basically what that other guy, it looks like, did, was, you know, basically engage in a hoax. But maybe the guy wants to contact me. We'll have that, what looks like a hoaxer, on the show. We've got 4 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen, and I wanted to bring up Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, Inc., because gold went up over $100 in the last week and a half. It is right up there at the 973 level, what it was basically yesterday. It went as high as 983, but it's 973. This is the very last offer with this when Ted bought gold at 865. He has priced gold and silver, silver at the $9 level, gold at the 865 to 870 level. Silver's up at almost 15 bucks. Gold is right up at 973. So you will find no deals like this. Gold sold out almost everywhere else. Silver sold out. Check it for yourself. And the prices will be over $100 an ounce more everywhere you look. I mean, this, and this is it. He's out of the British sovereigns. He's almost out of the francs. He's running out of the silver. Ted told me on the phone during the break, this is the last time he will offer this before it goes up. Ted, I don't know what else to say to people. Should they take action, or should they keep trusting the fiat dollars that they now admit are being inflated?
No, I mean, obviously that would be the wrong thing to do. I mean, just look at Obama. He's got all sorts of new ideas on how to get the economy stimulated.
New ideas from Lenin and Marx.
Yeah, it's all about printing money and devaluating currency. I mean, the foreigners are just going to get fed up, and they'll be getting out of the U.S. treasuries. And when that happens, the United States dollar is just going to fall like a rock in the lake. Meanwhile, I'm looking for every opportunity I can to buy gold. And I can tell you should be, too. You're right about that. The francs at that 221 level, that supply is just about gone and ran out of the British sovereigns 2 days ago. They're currently right now trading at $242 for the francs. The supply that I have is at 221, so there you can prepare yourself for that price increase. The Walking Liberty halves, very short in supply. I do have a new deal that I'll be offering later, but it's not as sweet as this one. And then the Mercury dimes at $1.59 a coin too. Really good buy in the market.
1-800-686-2237. This is the end of gold at $100 under what it's selling for. You cannot beat this deal. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson is the best gold and silver broker out there, bar none, and we appreciate his support, but you can't find deals this good. That's why 30 years in the business, he's so successful with the international contacts, and those are even running low. Is this the end of the silver, too, today, Ted? Or?
Well, I'm watching that particular thing. I may be able to carry that through for tomorrow. I'm going to just take a look and see all the supply.
But this is it for the European francs, the Swiss and
the francs are getting so tight in supply now, and it's just like the British sovereigns. I just had an opportunity. I locked in on a ton of these things back when gold was at 870, and now we're looking at gold at 970, so, yeah. That gives you an idea where the prices are going to go.
800-686-2237. The deal is good. They're midnight Central Standard Time tonight. If you get your call in after, they'll call you back in the morning. You should get it. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com. Thanks for spending 3 minutes with us, Ted.
You bet. Thanks for having me up.
And in closing, the Obama Deception is on sale now. Hope you get the Obama Deception at theobamadeception.net. The new film, go watch the free trailer there. And when you get the film, make all the copies your heart wants, because I want you to. I want it to go mega viral, physically on the street and on the web. And it'll be first at prisonplanet.tv and super high quality for members there. That's it for today. Retransmission starts now in 70 seconds at Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com with Alan Watt and a lot more. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.